just right out in your field. Lord have mercy, that used to be the main living here. You had to have that for your living.
Yeah. Where would you raise your fruits in?
Well, you'd have a little pad somewhere that had your orchard in it, called your orchard, the apples, peaches, and cherry trees all in there.
Yeah. Well, I'll get back to that with you, but let me talk with you a little bit about raising cotton up. Tell me about the work you did.
Oh, goodness. Now, that cotton thing, you had to get your ground ready and plant that.
How would you get your ground ready?
Well, you disc it up, break it up with a plow and harrow it, and then disc, and then you lay your ground off when you get ready to plant.
What would you usually break it with?
A turning plow. Back when I was farmed, be a turning plow.
Did you see the ones that were like this?
Yeah.
They were what?
They'd turn your dirt over.
Yeah, turn a plow?
Yeah. And of course you'd go.
And you use what to pull it?
Mules. But now, of course.
How many?
Two. Put two mules to that. But of course, after the tractor come in now, they've got biscuits that they use. And you fix your cotton ground up and get it ready. Do your little ridge up to plant it on. Of course, it's cultivated in by different ways of tractors, or back way I done had to do was with a mule or horse. Then you had to thin it out when it got up, call it out a hoeing, go through and chop it out.
Chopping cotton?
Chopping cotton.
About June or July?
About June, last of June, everybody'd be done with that.
You'd say your cotton was?
Yeah.
When you couldn't get in the cotton to do any more work.
Then you go to harvesting that in the fall.
No, did you? About mid-July when the cotton had grown out where you couldn't get in the rows anymore.
Yeah.
You'd say the cotton was what?
When that's there, you laid your cotton by, they called it quitting it. And you had it clean, though.
Yeah. Did you get any of that grass that would grow up in there?
Oh, yeah, that there.
You didn't want it?
You sure did. You had to keep that out of there. But that's about July, last July, while you went in and got all of that grass out there. Yeah, crabgrass, that was growing and get bad.
Yeah. Now, where would you let your animals out to graze?
Oh, yes.
In a what?
Well, you had a different place. We called them pasture. You'd build your fence, a farm, you'd have a cross fence there. Yeah.
It was fenced in?
Yeah. You'd have your farm and your pasture, one on one side and the other on the other. Yeah, you had to have a place to be, you stopped when you got through work to run and graze. Of course, you used to now, when I was a boy, you turn outside. And your eyes went out of them in a minute, morning,